Hey everybody, and welcome to Rabbit's Ramblings, podcast 431. This will probably be very super short. I have just a little tiny bit to talk about Borderlands 4. I have not finished yet, so I haven't seen the end game, so not a whole lot has changed. But I do have a few things to say, and that's it for this time. Hopefully, you'll enjoy the show. As I said, I just have a few things to say about Borderlands 4. I think I am level 46 of a total of 50 maximum, so I'm getting pretty up there. I'm doing all of the side quests I ever find, so that has slowed me down apparently quite a lot, because I think people said you can finish it pretty quickly, and I've played more than double the amount of time people said you should be able to complete it in, so I have been doing quite a lot extra, but I would say because there are only really three main areas, that being the sort of foresty area you start in, and then the second area the main quest took me into was a desert-like area, and then the third area is kind of an icy area, and there are some other areas you'll see, like you'll see areas near water, or you'll see inside of a cave a few times, or inside of a broken down facility. But once you've seen those things, everything pretty rapidly starts to feel very samey, especially since there's pretty much only, I think, four enemy factions. I'm not actually counted. That's just like off the top of my head. But it feels like there's only a couple of human factions and then sort of a creature faction. And I think the one mostly robotic faction. And they pretty much don't change the enemies that you fight. They do sort of have bosses, but I would guess it was probably only about 15 or maybe 20 hours in that I'd pretty much seen everything I was, you know, effectively going to see. Yes, there are special mission areas you'll probably only really go to for the mission unless you, you know, specifically go back and run the mission again, or you accidentally run into it for some reason, you'll probably never see those areas again. And those are pretty cool. The missions are always very fun, especially the main missions. They have quite a bit of lore and stuff. Side missions are fun, but they're pretty forgettable. I don't think there have been more than a couple I've remembered besides like the Claptrap ones, because they have Claptrap. And speaking of Claptrap, I did get kind of disappointed after I made my last podcast and said he was the only one I'd seen. I have seen like three or four other older characters, which is like, you know, I really would have just preferred you not bring the old characters into the new game and just, you know, left it as its own trilogy and then start a new trilogy with new characters. It would have been so much better. But really, I think the sameness feeling is what's got me down kind of the most. I have been playing quite a bit less and slowed down a lot because of that, as well as, you know, like I said, picking up all of the side quests, which is very distracting because they're pretty time consuming in some cases. That being said, I wouldn't say, you know, it's bad. You could very easily ignore the side quests. You could just plow through as fast as you can to get to the end. So, you know, all of that is an option. Like I said, I haven't gotten to the end. I'm not max level yet. I haven't completed the main storyline quest yet, so I do not know what the end game would be like. I think it's just the same thing, though, just on a different world difficulty setting. I'm not sure. I've never been one to super grind, you know, post-end game content over and over and over, so I usually don't pay too much attention, but I am kind of looking forward to seeing it, trying out some other characters and such. But I don't know. I could finish and just be like, okay, I'm done until, you know, expansion, or when a new character comes out, the new character actually looks pretty cool. I don't know. I guess we'll see. So that's it for this podcast. I don't know for sure what I'll talk about next time. I know roughly 3 weeks from now, Outer Worlds 2 will be coming out, but I think I'm only going to have like a day or two to play, so I don't know if I'll have enough to warrant talking about it on next podcast. I guess we'll see. Soul Frame has gotten their big update finally, so I'll probably be peeking in on that again, but it's still, you know, considered early access, so I don't know if I will talk to people about what the changes are and what I think about them, because it might not be worth it. You know, there's probably not very many people listening to my podcast at all, and of the people who are, you know, they probably don't have access, and so they don't care. So, I don't know. We'll see. But hopefully, I'll see everybody next time. I don't remember if Halloween is before or after the next podcast. I think it will be just before. So if it is, happy Halloween, and hopefully everybody will have a super fun, spooky time. And be safe, you know, always be safe. But hopefully I'll see everybody next time. Okay, thanks, bye. You have been listening to Rabbit's Ramblings. If you would like to see the show notes or feed the bunny by sending a donation, you can find the show website at www.rabbit.com/podcast/rabbitsramblings.html. When you type Rabbit's Ramblings, don't use a space. If you would like to send me an email, you can do so at rabbit@rabbit.com. If you like my page, you can also post on Facebook at rabbit.com. You can follow me on YouTube at rabbitdot.com. I have a page on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rabbit1t. You can set up a monthly recurring subscription there at a price point of your choice. Be sure to put the number 1 in place of I anytime you type rabbit. Rabbit's Ramblings is copyright Eric Stryker, using a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Derivatives License 2025.